Welcome. Welcome. My name is Jonathan Tate, DC firefighter and founder of Food on the Stove, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides tools and resources to help firefighters live a healthier lifestyle through enhanced nutrition and exercise. Today on the Equip Talk, we have a special guest here today, Chief Mark Bayshaw, retired chief of Prince George's County Fire and EMS. I'm excited to have Chief Bayshaw on today as we discuss this coming International Firefighters Weekend, which Food on the Stove is rebranding and expanding here in Washington, D.C., with a series of events going on from May 4th through May 6th. And Chief Bayshaw has been kind enough to be a part of this event, which I'm extremely grateful for. So, hey, how you doing today, Chief?
I'm good, Jonathan. How are you? I appreciate you having me.
No, I appreciate you getting on today as we discuss a few things and learn more about who Chief Mark Bayshaw is and what you're doing today to continue to make an impact in the fire service. One of the things that people may, that I don't even think I have told you, the first time I saw you was at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. I was at church on a Sunday, and unfortunately, I believe in Prince George's County, there had just been a fatal fire. And you came to the church service, Pastor Jenkins was there, and he invited you up to talk about the importance of smoke detectors and fire prevention. And I must say, I don't even think I was a part of the fire service at that point, but it left a lasting impression on me as you talked to the congregation about the importance of that. And it sticks out in my mind to today. And I never knew that we would have these interactions in terms of you promoting and helping me with Food on the Stove. So I just wanted to let you know that I don't think I've ever even shared that with you.
You haven't, but I want to say, you know, it wasn't just a fatal fire, and I know you didn't mean anything by that, but it was a quadruple fatal fire.
Wow.
And it was a family that passed away, and there's an important anecdote here that it's not directly related, but it is related, in that Tamia Price was the name of the 8-year-old who survived, along with her mother. Her father and 3 siblings passed away in the fire, but Tamia and her mother went to the hospital. They were rescued by neighbors just before the fire department arrived. And Tamia told us that one of the things she remembered from school was firefighters coming to her school and telling her to make sure she had an escape plan, to make sure she had 2 ways out of her room. She said when that fire hit, she remembered it, and she pulled her mother into her room and closed the door and got to a window so she had her second way out. So the power of the words that we say and the things that we do and the preparations we make for this job, whether it's the fitness and nutrition that we're going to be talking about with respect to what Food on the Stove does, whether it's our training or whether it's just the words we speak, they have impact. And that's what I hope that after that presentation at Glen Arden Baptist, that we had some impact. And I really appreciate you passing it along, because I still use that incident in some discussions to help people understand why it's so important for the things that we do.
Wow. Thank you for reminding me that it was a lot more deeper than what I just shared. But I do remember that day, and that's probably why it stood out so much. I didn't have any experience in the fire service, but here it is. I knew my dad was a fire chief, and here it is. I see a man in uniform, as I used to see my father leaving out every day. And then it was, I think it left a lasting impact on not just myself, but a lot of people that day. Yeah. But we want to get into who you are. So I know a little bit about Chief Mark Bayshaw. I think I shared that you were the chief of Prince George's County Fire EMS. Let us know a little bit about yourself.
So I started as a volunteer firefighter in Prince George's County back in 1981. And, you know, so for those who think I started when we still had horses, we were beyond the horses. We were just getting closed cab apparatus, though. I do have to say that. But I started as a volunteer. My first full-time employment with the department was as a dispatcher. That's when we were part of the fire department. Then went from that into being a paid firefighter, and the rest is history. I spent overall 30 years with Prince George's County Fire EMS. We changed our name from Prince George County Fire Department to Fire EMS along the way. A lot of changes in there. I left after my first 20 years, well, my first 24 years, I left to take another job in West Virginia as an emergency services director for a county. Came back to Prince George's to be chief with County Executive Baker. And then in 2017, after a couple significant incidents, I left again. I retired finally, not on bad terms, but we had the line of duty death of Skillet, which actually the Skillet you see on the wall behind me here is relative to Skillet. He was shot and killed. And then we had Chris Hill, who was a cancer death. And those things had a lot of weight on a chief and a lot of weight on our organization. And it was when both of those happened that I began to think, you know, it's time for me to wind down a little bit, take care of myself, take care of my family. And, you know, when you start to get to that point, it's time to move on, frankly. So I did. Spent a year as I took on the role of executive editor for FireRescue1.com. Spent a year before I took another position as a public safety director in Highlands County, Florida, where they hired me to organize and build a county department. They had 10 independent volunteer departments. They wanted to form a county department. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on the outlook, that's what we had been through in Prince George's County, what I call the 50-year experience, because it's still an ongoing experience. And got that up and running and spent 3.5 years doing that. And now I'm moved over to the west coast of Florida, and I am still the executive editor for Fire Rescue One. This is actually my 5-year anniversary is this month. And we're continuing to try and bring awareness to all the issues that are important to firefighters and EMS personnel, you know, across the country. Cool. That's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Right, right. But you said something that sticks out to me, and maybe people don't know. But I've been following you for a bit now, and you said that it was time for you to, you know, take care of yourself, right? As you're a leader of men and women in the fire service. And one of the things I've known that I've watched is your transition and your intention of a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
I want you to touch a bit on that and how that plays into the fire service.
Yeah. So I'll tell you the personal side of it first. And it's not the prettiest language, not that I will cuss at all. So the editors and directors can calm down. I'm not going to cuss. But I want you to hear what was in my mind. That is that one day while in West Virginia, my wife was looking at the newspaper. Yes, we still had paper newspapers that everybody looked at. I know we got the computer and all that crap now, but so she was looking at the newspaper and I looked over and I said, "Who's that fat ass on the front page of the newspaper?" And she closed the newspaper and looked at it and said, "That would be you, hon." I literally had gotten to the point where I didn't recognize myself.
Wow.
I had not taken health seriously. I had not taken my own wellness seriously. And that began my odyssey. It's been a long odyssey, but that began my odyssey. And fast forward that to a couple different sentinel moments in time. One of them was when I came back to Prince George's County, I had begun to lose weight. And at that point, I had lost 70 pounds, and had been going to the gym then every day. I had begun intermittent fasting. For those that are familiar with the nutrition world, you'll hear that from time to time. I'd begun all of those things, but I really hadn't solidified it. And we hired a batch of recruits, and I challenged the recruits to a run, to a jog, and they whipped my rear end, as they should. They're much younger than me. But it was that was the second sentinel moment for me was, you know what, if I'm going to not only be in charge of these folks, but I'm going to ask them to do something, I need to be able to do the same thing. And I need to be able to keep up with that. This isn't about age. It isn't about anything other than what firefighters do. and they have to be in a position. And I was still a firefighter, still an active firefighter that could be called to go into a burning building or hazmat situation or to do CPR or whatever at any, you know, at a moment's notice. And that second sentinel moment was when I really began to research the fitness and nutrition. And again, fast forward to where we are today. I'm 90 pounds down from where I was. Wow. I'm in the gym 6 days a week. I don't, where I used to be able to demolish a 16-ounce steak at pickup restaurant, you know, along with the fries and whatever the dessert was and whatever, anything that wasn't healthy for me. Today, I struggle, and some of the guys will laugh, but I struggle with a 6-ounce steak today. And in fact, where steak used to be a weekly thing, not so much anymore. You know, there's, it's a variance of different things. So I didn't transition to what would they call it? A totally green diet. I didn't transition to a totally healthy diet. And that's one thing I hope that people take away from all of the discussions they're going to hear in the next, you know, through this conference and over the rest of their transition, if you will. There's not one plan that's going to work the same for everybody. And everybody reacts differently to every plan. So you've got to find what works for you. And I found what works for me, and I'm in the best physical and frankly, mental shape. I think I am best mental shape. I don't remember my name from day to day, but that I have been in my entire life. So it began with my wife looking at the newspaper, and it continues today. Nearly, you know, we're at the point now where that's 16 years that I've been on this odyssey and been able to keep on a healthier track.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. As you know, part of my motivation behind Food on the Soul is my dad was a deputy fire chief in D.C. and passed away, unfortunately, 9 years after he retired, having multiple heart attacks and losing a fight with cancer. And that was what drove me to start Food on the Stove, going into the fire service 10 years ago and seeing how people were eating.
Yeah,
it led me to make the connection between my dad's health and the culture within the fire service. Because I always say that the fire service doesn't have as much of a health and wellness problem as much as we have a culture problem. Mm-hmm. People typically don't call 911 on their best day. And usually for us, food is what we have to look forward to. It's our we build camaraderie around it. That dinner table in the fire service is where a lot of conversations are shared and we learn one another. So kudos to you for changing your lifestyle and discipline. And I pray that it continues on far after your retirement, because far too often we see it affecting people's health after they retire. But that leads me into my next question is about what are you doing now? So, you know, I've invited you to International Firefighters Weekend, the seminar that we're having, and you were gracious enough to accept my offer and help me out as we build this thing out. You have a really unique presentation that I want you to touch on a bit before we close out today.
Sure. So what we're going to be talking about, and the course in title is called Could You Rescue You? Short course, no homework. So rest assured that folks should be able to come and listen and hopefully learn. And hopefully we can learn from each other. But Could You Rescue You is not about it's not about maydays or about car wrecks, or it's not about specific types of incidents. It's about exactly what you just said, and that's culture. And it's a culture of us being able to take care of ourselves personally and organizationally. And I will introduce students to that may not have seen it to the personal success tetrahedron, which brings together physical strength, which includes nutrition, moral focus, and mental toughness. Those three things are necessary to achieve the fourth side of the tetrahedron, which is our service. Without those three things coming together, we're not able to produce solid, healthy firefighters that are going to be able to take care of the mission. And that's basically what the presentation will be about. We'll use some real world examples. We'll talk about some successes and frankly, some failures, because it's important we learn from other people's failures and mistakes. If all we do is shun those to the side and not think about them and not look about them, then we're not going to learn from them, and we're going to be destined to repeat those mistakes. So we're going to look at some of that and hopefully make a difference for somebody in the audience.
Man, I'm excited about it, Chief. I think I'm going to be able to learn a lot myself, as I have already from you today. And in the past as well, as we had, as you invited me on to Fire Rescue One in the interview that we had. So I'm excited about what we're have the opportunity to learn from you and just continue to serve those who serve us. That's what I like to say in the fire service. That's what Food on the Stove does. We serve those who serve us. And your presentation allows us to do that. It allows us to be able to take care of ourselves as we go out here and take care of the public.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think people need to understand it may not, this may not be the beginning for them. It certainly should not be the end. None of this is a one and done thing. There's not a diet that you can go on and fix yourself. There's not a moral focus plan or a mental toughness plan that I can give you that's going to fix yourself. That's not what it's about. It's about molding yourself and transitioning yourself into a healthier you. I'll be in just prior to your event, I'll be in Northwest Arkansas talking to a group of Metropolitan Fire Chiefs there on the same topic, but not about health and wellness. It's about organizational success. Okay. So I say that to talk about this isn't a one and done class or a one and done session that people should be looking at coming to your event and going, okay, check that box, I'm done with it. If this is the beginning for them, fantastic. Then you and I are going to be on the ground floor with these people to start them down a healthier track. If you're already on the healthy track, then this is just another station along the way to pick up some knowledge and hopefully pick up some new friends and share our camaraderie with everybody else.
Man, well, thank you, Chief. I appreciate you getting on here today to share a bit of what people will be able to learn on May 4th. And if you're interested in coming to the International Firefighter Day seminar that we're hosting here in Washington, D.C., or any other of the International Firefighters Weekend events, meet us at foodonthestove.org. We have a schedule of the event. May 4th, you'll hear from Chief Bayshore and a host of other great presenters that we have that day. The event starts at 9 o'clock and we finish at 4 o'clock. And I'm sure that you all will be able to learn a lot. Once again, we want you to go to foodonthestove.org and learn about the events that we have planned. We also have a midnight run that Friday, May 5th, to one run after midnight to bring awareness to sleep deprivation in the fire service. As Chief Bayshore knows, we call our dispatch calls runs. And based on how many runs you take after midnight will determine how much sleep you have gotten. So we're going to stand in solidarity with firefighters around the country, and the community is going to take their own midnight run. So we're looking forward to seeing you there and join us as we run to bring awareness to sleep deprivation in the fire service. Once again, our website is foodonthestove.org, and we hope to see you for International Firefighters Weekend, May 4th through the 7th. Thank you.